He piled them on a cane chair next to the chest of drawers. Selina laughed. "What's wrong with being a bit messy? You're a control freak." "I hardly think picking up a few T-shirts makes me that." At 7 p.m, after Selina's father had returned home from his job in London, they sat down to dinner in the kitchen. "It was unfortunate that you're banned from driving, Carl," said Mr. Sandys, "but perhaps we'll see a bit more of Selina now." Carl explained about the bicycle. "It's a shame it's not a tandem," said Mr. Sandys. His wife kicked him under the table. "You'll not get Selina on a bike anyway. You should have seen the trouble we had teaching her to ride one when she was a little girl. I don't think she's been on a bicycle since."
"I haven't," said Selina.
Carl sliced into his steak.
"Could you give us a lift out to the Clifton Arms tomorrow evening?" he asked Mr. Sandys. "There's a band playing that we'd like to see."
Mr. Sandys rubbed his chin.
"I suppose you'd want a lift back as well."
"Yes, please, Dad," said Selina, wide-eyed. Her father soon capitulated.
"Do you have any lights on your bicycle, Carl?" asked Mrs. Sandys. "If not, you'll have to leave here early before it gets dark."